Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Well, Annie Dugan's on the telephone with us this morning. Funny how that works out. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have a great week of art ahead, as always, here in the Northland. Some of you may be watching college hockey or NHL, and we have two shows at the Duluth Art Institute opening this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 that have some hockey overtones, strong hockey overtones. So you can have your art and hockey, too, at the Duluth Art Institute. The first show is called Team Spirit. It's a two-person show, Jen Dietrich and Rob Quisling. Jen is a painter, but in this show she's done all sculptural pieces, and Rob is a printmaker and also done sculptural multimedia pieces. And when I say multimedia, I mean multisensory, actually, because he's actually incorporating the smells of sports. So the two of them are really interested in this, the physicality of team sports and of sports in general, sort of this, like, that there's, of course, a very physical aspect, and they're mining that in their art. So a lot of their art has this really interesting relationship to the body, relationship to touching, relationship to physicality. So I think the most striking piece in the show, you walk in and boom, there is Jen Dietrich has taken baseballs, or one section is baseballs, but she's taking baseball gloves and ripped them all apart and then sewed them back together. So I think it's 26 baseball gloves, so whatever is in a regulation MLB game, however many gloves you would have in that game, she's taken that many apart and then sewn them together in this interesting mound piece that almost has this sort of gross, odd feeling towards it. So this idea of, you know, intermingling players and this really, it calls for wanting to be touched. And then she's also taken baseballs, taken them apart, sewed them together again in this long, long strip. And what's very interesting, I think, about Jen's work is there's also this sort of, there's a really interesting feminist, I don't know if she would actually say this, but I sort of read this into this feminist undertone, because you look at these baseballs and you immediately think when they're taken apart, they look like menstrual pads. They have that same shape. So it looks like this, and then there's that red string. So it sort of, to me, it calls, again, some physicality here. So the pieces are fascinating. Rob has done, as I said, sensory, so he has taken smells. So when you think of sports and the smells that are involved in sports, think of that. So he has sweat, blood, dirt, gym bag. I mean, really, he's created this still to distill these perfumed smells. So it's a fascinating show, Team Spirit. That's open on Thursday in the Morrison Gallery. And then in the Steckel Gallery, we have a companion exhibit to it called Hat Trick, and that is just focused on hockey and sort of this idea that in the Northland, hockey is king, right? And queen, right? When we think about the passions of the people of the Northland, hockey is one that unites quite a number of people. And we are celebrating the work of all of our artists in the community, but we're focusing on Tim Cortez. Tim is a sports artist, so he does when the new hockey arena opened up in West Duluth, he did all the murals for it. He does team portraits for NHL, all the sort of big name teams, college hockey, college sports portraits. But he is a realist, so he takes, it's colored pencil paintings. And you look at these and you think, oh, sort of like old photographs. No, these are color pencil paintings. And they're just, he has exquisite, exquisite skill and exquisite rendering. And I think it's a fabulous companion to this Team Spirit, this very much, you know, contemporary conceptual art. Tim's work is very realist, straightforward, but he has this really interesting composition, really interesting take. There's a haunting portrait that opens the show called Cheevers, which it was a hockey goalie, really famous hockey goalie who would make a marking on his hockey mask. So it's just this mask covered in what looks like scars. And that's what opens the show. We also have, like I said, a community component. So there's some really neat pieces done by people, artists from the community. Ashley Kolka, who does these really, really sweet collages, did a collage of the Hippodrome, this Northland icon for hockey. So that also opens Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. I want to let folks know who are really excited about the One River project that was in our in the Great Hall. There was all these people who came in last week saying, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. I can't believe it's only open for 1 week. Well, lucky everybody who said that, because we are moving it up to the hallway gallery, the corridor gallery, just outside the Duluth Art Institute's office. So when you come for Empty Bowl on Tuesday and get your cup of soup, you can still enjoy the One River Many Stories and add your story to the St. Louis River. So, Empty Bowl this Tuesday, it's actually this Monday evening and all day Tuesday. Monday evening is the Sea Bowl. It's sort of the preview. It's where you get to pick out your most favorite beautiful bowl. And then Tuesday, you can come on down and, you know, get 5, 10, 15 bowls and a cup of soup as well. All of the money that's raised at Empty Bowl does go to the food shelf. So it's a really fun day, and it's a fun way to see a lot of artists in our community. Woodturners, I think the neat story this year from Empty Bowl is that the Woodturners Guild used some of the wood that came from the trees on 4th Street to make bowls for Empty Bowls. So sort of a really sweet way of reclaiming some of that really sort of painful piece in our community and turning it around to serve the folks who might be hungry. I want to let folks know, if they are interested, the Minnesota State Arts Board is having a grants panel. So a lot of artists in our community should and could apply for Minnesota State Arts funding. So they're visiting Friday and Saturday. You can have an individual meeting with them. There's information on the Duluth Art Institute website about that. So we definitely want more artists from the Arrowhead region getting grants from Minnesota State Arts Board. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to live in the cities to make art. That's something that I want to hammer home. And then this Saturday is my most favorite holiday of the whole entire year. It is Record Store Day. And there is an arts connection. You know, if we think of cover art and arts with vinyl, Shauna Gilmore, who just had an exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute, has made a special cover for Charlie Parr's, the record that's being released for Charlie Parr this Saturday. And it's totally a stunner. So if you're out and about on Saturday, head over and pick up your arts-related record. And that's our week in art, Lisa.
Wow. And what a week it is. Annie, sounds great. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays at 8:20 right here on KUMD.